You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear a man talking about the use of mobile phones in restaurants.
Selfies, of course, are commonplace, or else waiters are handed a mobile phone and asked to take a group photo. It's almost part of their job, another task to add to what they do already. But as many people in restaurants now use phones to take photos of their food and then post them on social media, chefs have come to realize the importance of how that food will look in those photos, the way it's arranged on the plate and, indeed, the type of plate on which it's served. Nowadays, appearance is just as important as taste.
2. You hear two friends talking about a concert they went to.
It's a shame we were such a long way from the stage.
We didn't have a bad view, though, and the screens helped. I'm just surprised he didn't do much stuff from his new album. But anyway, that's fine by me. It's always good to hear all the old favourites, isn't it?
And he did them all, one after the other. He hardly paused for breath.
Yeah, actually, I thought he could have spoken more with the crowd in between each song. Got more of a rapport going.
Well, it's a big venue.
Right, but that doesn't mean you can't interact with your fans.
3. You hear a man talking on the radio about a sport called pickleball.
The attraction of pickleball for many older people like myself is that you don't need to run around quite as much as you do in some other racket sports, and you don't have to hit the ball with such force. The ball's made of plastic, you see, with holes in it, and the racket, or rather paddle, you hit it with is very light. I took up the sport when I was in my late 50s. I wasn't enjoying tennis anymore. I had a shoulder injury and my knees were giving me problems. So a friend of mine persuaded me to give it a go.
4. You overhear two students talking about the temporary job they are both doing in a factory.
10 to 9, nearly finished for the day.
Thank goodness, I've been up since 5.
What were you doing up so early? We don't start our shift till 12.
I'm working mornings for my dad at the market as well. I don't earn enough here. I mean, it's not the best paid job in the world, is it?
It's not bad for what we do. It's easy work. Very monotonous, though.
You can say that again. Packing boxes really is not my idea of fun.
And working at the market is?
At least there's more variety. And the people there are interesting.
Oh, thanks!
5. You hear a woman reviewing a biography on the radio.
It's a remarkable read, reminiscent of a rags-to-riches story, where office boy rises up through the ranks to become president of the company. Only in this case, Evan spent several years treading the boards in repertory productions up and down the country, appearing in the odd TV commercial and being chosen for small parts in now-forgotten dramas on the small screen. His twisted features and rough voice made him easy to cast as unscrupulous businessmen, gangland villains or boxers. And like his characters, he often fought with other members of his profession, including his agent, who tried, unsuccessfully, to force him into roles which were not suited to him.
6. You hear a man talking about his new doctor.
My last doctor used to keep everyone waiting for ages. You could be sitting there for anything up to an hour, wondering when you'd finally get to see him. With this one, you're in and out in 3 minutes. You certainly couldn't criticise her for not being punctual. On the other hand, she doesn't give you much of a chance to explain your symptoms in detail. I really do think she'd get a more complete picture of the problem if she didn't do everything in such a hurry. Anyway, I really should be going. I don't want to be late for my appointment.
7. You hear two people talking about their local supermarket.
I like shopping in Savemore. It's a good little supermarket, and they always seem pleased to see you in there.
Yeah, you're certainly made to feel welcome. It makes a nice change, though I'm not sure Savemore is the right name for it. It's not the cheapest place to buy food.
Maybe, but it's very convenient and they have very good meat and fish.
Well, yeah, but there's a fairly limited selection when it comes to the basics, like tinned food or dairy products. I like to have a bit of variety when I'm shopping, a good choice with lots of different brands. Save More doesn't really offer that.
8. You hear two people talking about a foreign language film they have just seen with subtitles.
Good film. Shame about the subtitles.
Yeah, I couldn't keep up. There wasn't enough time to finish some of them.
I know. They disappeared almost as soon as they came on the screen. Maybe they did that so we wouldn't notice the mistakes.
What, spelling mistakes?
No. Once or twice they got the meaning completely wrong. They translated some of the Spanish really badly.
Well, not knowing any Spanish. Anyway, I had a different problem. The writing was too small for me and I didn't have my glasses.
It's a wonder you knew what was happening.
I didn't.